From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
What do flying saucers, southern France, and a Californian winery have in common? More than you think. Stay tuned for the whole story after this.
Enjoying all of the complex flavors of a bold red wine, it's key to allow that wine to breathe. And you'll breathe easy with the bold, beautiful, and large selection of decanters from EpicStyle.com. From the stylish glass decanters to the ultra-sleek selection of aerators, EpicStyle.com has the best variety to choose from. Of course, you'll also find a treasure trove of other wine accessories from cork cages to cork screws, bottle coolers to bottle stoppers. Enjoy the wine lifestyle just that much more at EpicStyle.com.
This is a tale which starts in the small French town of Châteauneuf-du-Pape. If the name sounds familiar, that's no surprise. This village is one of the most hallowed names in French wine. Up to 13 varieties can be included in the final blend. A juicy fact to impress your friends with. Generally, the wine is red. However, there are some superb whites produced as well. Back to the story, however, and the year 1954. Numerous UFO sightings had been reported in the area. In response, the mayor of Châteauneuf-du-Pape issued a decree banning flying saucers from landing, taking off, and even entering the airspace of his territory. Also known in French as cigar volant, this is a ban which still exists today. So let's cut to the present. What do you do when you're a Californian winemaker growing and blending the same grapes as in southern France? This is where Santa Cruz's Bonnie Dune Vineyards come in. They've adopted this quirky story for their Châteauneuf-du-Pape inspired wines. The red has been named Le Cigar Volant, the white, Le Cigar. And both labels depict a UFO landing in a vineyard. A penny for what the mayor of Châteauneuf-du-Pape would say to that. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.